I know, I'm slow down. Hang on, one tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you, any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, then you can always call Farmer Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Farmer Nord, I wonder?
PHARMANORD.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Farmer Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
And although we have promised you already, dear listener, this is going to be a politics-free zone, despite the fact we were talking about upcycling with Max earlier, we can at least say that there is positivity in the globe. There is humanity that's around. Great stuff will manifest itself because it's time for Dennis the Chemist to join us once again. Dennis Gore, welcome back to the production. Let's do some more life-saving with in association with farmernord.co.uk. Welcome, Dennis.
Yes, good morning. Farmer Nord, you mentioned. This Danish company, who I've been dealing with now a quarter of a century, 25 years, the Danish company from Denmark, they have laws there in Denmark. They have laws which say health food products should be made to pharmaceutical standards. And so for the last 25 years, I've been selling the Farmer Nord range, and helping so many people with so many health problems that it's worth looking at headlines that we read that I'm cutting out, driving my wife mad, cutting out newspaper articles and wondering how can products like Farmer Nord health food products, how can they help when you read such upsetting headlines about how our health deteriorates because of things like pollution or, paradoxically, just living longer. Of course, if you live longer, you're more prone to get ill because your aging body, like an aging car, it can't go on forever in good health because things wear out. So the Farmer Nord range of products, they have about 48 products in their list, they do go a long way to helping us enjoy old age with good health. That's the main thing, to try and enjoy old age with good health. My late mother got to 92, did all the bookwork for my busy pharmacy here in Manchester, right up to her death. My uncle, he died last year at 99. Neither of them had Alzheimer, dementia. I had them on Farmer Nord products, not all the 48. I had them mainly on the Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule. Q10 is a substance which gives you energy. It's made in your liver. It's found in food like mackerel, herring, tuna, peanuts. And as we get older, our liver, where the Q10 is mainly made, although you make some in every cell in your body, a lot of it is made in the liver, and it's to do with giving you energy. So as you get older, you do seem to have less energy. But if you take bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsules, you do maintain your energy. I'll be 76, all being well, next birthday. I'm 4.5 years off 80, but I only feel 20. I'm on no medicines for anything because I've been taking the Q10 and the Seleno Precise tablet, this tablet made of the world's rarest mineral, selenium, of which listeners to this program may not realize, but the Great Britain soil has the lowest levels of the world's rarest mineral, selenium. We have the lowest soil levels in the world as a country. There is one other country that has an area with even lower levels than Great Britain levels, and that's Keshan province in China. Their levels, 20 micrograms a day, the public were getting, is so low that the babies were born with Keshan heart disease. The babies were born with heart disease because of low levels of selenium. They only get 20 micrograms a day. In Great Britain, you listeners listening now in Great Britain, you're only getting 31 micrograms a day, only 11 more than Keshan province. In Venezuela, they get 350 micrograms a day. A lot of North America get 250 micrograms a day. Japan, they get 200 up to 400 micrograms a day. We get 31, and Keshan province in China get 20. And so, if you take a tablet that costs 10 pence a day, Seleno Precise, a precise amount of selenium, which enables you to make 25 selenium proteins that you need to protect your body. Whether you're young, old, aging, you need selenium. Selenium P protects your liver. Selenium K protects your kidney. Selenium M protects your muscle. Selenium N protects your nerves. Thioredoxin reductase selenium protects your heart. And this mouthful, selenium, selenoiodothyronine deiodinase, selenoiodothyronine deiodinase, what a mouthful. That substance which you need to make with selenium, and I've said we've got the lowest selenium as a country in the world, that's needed to convert your thyroxine substance made in your thyroid gland, or if you've already been diagnosed as an underactive thyroid patient, and there's about 250,000 women in Great Britain who are underactive and they're on thyroxine, but to convert that thyroxine called T4 into the 10 times more active version T3, which you need to do the conversion to get the active form T3, you need selenium to make the converting enzyme. I'll say it again, selenoiodothyronine deiodinase. I know it's a mouthful and it hurts your ears to hear it, but you need to make it to get the right levels of the active form of thyroxine. Also, doctors suggest taking magnesium, and PharmaNord make bio magnesium tablets. You need magnesium also to help the conversion. Magnesium, I'll just mention, is in 325 different pathways in your body. A lot of them are neurologically helping pathways. So if you take biomagnesium, it helps to reduce the chance of getting migraine and palpitations in the heart. A lot of people are low in magnesium, and so by taking biomagnesium, you can often address heart problems because it's needed for neurological pathways that are controlling the heart. I heard the World Authority 29 years ago in Geneva, Switzerland, speaking for an hour on magnesium. And he was explaining it is so important. Eat your greens, because in chlorophyll, the green colour in all the plants, the leaves, the grass, the vegetables, wherever you see green in plants, that's chlorophyll. And bang in the middle of the molecule called chlorophyll is magnesium. If you live on beef burgers and chips and cakes and chocolates and sweets and sugar and biscuits and jam and marmalade, none of this is green, none of it has chlorophyll, you can't get your magnesium. If you live on white flour, white pizza, white pasta, white bread, to make the flour white, to lose the goodness, the way they turn wholemeal bread into white flour, you lose 70% of your magnesium. But you can buy a tablet called Biomagnesium. 60 tablets cost $5.95. 150 tablets cost about £11. And the fifth sheet of 30 in the box from this PharmaNord company is your free bonus. You get five sheets for the price of four. So it costs coppers a day to take a Biomagnesium. It costs tenpence a day to take a Soleno Precise. So you can see PharmaNord range is addressing substances that we need, and we in the UK have got low levels of selenium because it's so low in our soil from when the planet was formed 4 billion years ago. And we have low levels of magnesium because we're all eating so much white flour, white pizza, white pasta, white bread. Some of the headlines I've got here scattered about my room are things like diesel car pollution is much worse in the colder UK weather. We were told the idea, and it's now been proved to be wrong, that diesel cars, you get more miles to the gallon, which may be true, but it gives us much more pollution. There are little black particulates which are belching out from all the diesel vehicles. They are not as safe or safer as we were told. They are worse than even the fumes from petrol, which is bad enough. There are 35 million vehicles on this island called Great Britain, and they're all belching out, especially the diesel, these black particulate particles, which can get in your lungs and get in your liver and get in your heart. They can lodge anywhere in your body. Another headline, unhealthy option, the children ordering takeaways to schools. Ben Spencer, medical correspondent to the Mail, wrote, children are ordering takeaways to be delivered to them in school, startling research claims. Experts are increasingly concerned about growing rates of child obesity, a problem being driven by easy access to junk food. Nearly one in six under 16s in England today are obese, and experts warn that if the tide does not turn, today's children may be the first to die at a younger age than their parents. The problem of junk food at schools was notably raised by Jamie Oliver in 2006. In separate research published by the Daily Mail earlier this month, they reveal that more than 5,000 new fast food restaurants have opened outside schools, in Britain in the last 7 years. A 58% rise since 2009. And of the 55,499 fast food businesses in Britain, 28% are within 5 minutes of a primary or secondary school. What other headlines do we read? Well, this one would help to counteract the problems I've just been reading. This was in the Daily Express, Monday, June the 20th, just a few days ago. The headline was, on page 13, "Diet high in vegetables and fruit slashes the risk of diabetes by a third. A Mediterranean diet can slash the risk of diabetes by up to a third. The survey of 200,000 people, that's a good survey, you can't say the numbers were too low, they found that those who ate plenty of whole grains, not the white flour, whole grains, fruits, vegetables, nuts and beans, were 34% less likely to develop the condition. But those who ate a less healthy version of plant-based foods, such as refined grains, there's the white flour, and potatoes. Potatoes have what we call a high glycemic index. They break down the starch to give you a lot of sugar. Then people eating these sort of less healthy versions of plant-based foods, such as refined grains and potatoes, all those chips we're eating, they were 14% more at risk of type 2 diabetes, the form that caused obesity. The study is the first to make a distinction between healthy and less healthy plant-based foods. It does go on to say, reducing the amount of red and processed meat consumption was also linked with fewer diabetes cases. Reducing the amount of red and processed meat. Nutritionist Dr. Ambika Satija of Harvard University, America, said, this study highlights that even moderate dietary changes in the direction of a healthful plant-based diet can play a significant role in the prevention of type 2 diabetes. These findings provide further evidence to support current dietary recommendations for chronic disease prevention. It is believed that the Mediterranean diet foods protect against diabetes. Why? Because, she says, they are high in fiber, not the white flour, the white pizza, the white pasta. They should be using wholemeal flour to make the pizzas and the pasta. And the Mediterranean diet is high in antioxidants. Antioxidants are selenium, Q10, pycnogenol. All these are made by PharmaNord, Bioselenium Precise, Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram, Biopycnogenol, that bark of a tree tablet from Bordeaux in France, the trees planted by Napoleon, and so helpful, Biopycnogenol for circulation, for memory, for a very powerful antioxidant, 40 times stronger than vitamin C and 20 times stronger than vitamin E. And in this article, she goes on, and other micronutrients in the Mediterranean diet, and she says, I quote, such as magnesium. And we've already mentioned this morning the biomagnesium from Pharma Nord. And the last sentence, the Mediterranean diet is low in saturated fat. And it also said that this diet may boost the healthy variety of the friendly germs, the gut bacteria. And Pharma Nord even make a capsule with the right friendly germs. Remember, Pharma Nord products are made to pharmaceutical standards. Their bioculture contains 4 billion friendly germs. Not million, 4 billion. And when you take 3 a day, you get 12 billion. And they multiply. And they live in your bowel, which is 7 yards long. 20 to 25 feet long. And they have a very important job to do, these friendly germs. They are 70% involved in your immune system, and you need a strong immune system. So the Pharma Nord range, Soleno Precise, Bioquinone Q10 Gold Capsules, 100 milligram, Biomagnesium, Bioculture, these are so important to help people slash the risk of diabetes and long-term old age diseases, chronic diseases. It's so important for us to look after ourselves. I will mention this newish product that's been came into England in October last year, the Pharma Nord product BioGluco Control. This is made from a natural food substance that we've never met. It's a berry, the maki berry from the mountains of Chile. And this contains a substance which helps to stop starch being turned into sugar. The big problem of diabetes is the amount of sugar we're getting. We're having so much sugar. And the sugar from starchy foods also, in addition to the cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits and jam and marmalade, all this and the unrefined flour all breaking down to sugar. Even potatoes, you know, 90% of the potato becomes sugar. And it's the sugar which is damaging us. The new word is AGES, Advanced Glycosylation End Products. What a mouthful. But it's actually saying it's the sugar which damages our organs. In diabetes, unfortunately, there tends to be more blindness, more heart disease, more kidney failure, and more amputation of legs and toes and feet than any other illness. And this new BioGluco Control, this purple tablet that contains the mineral chromium that we're all low in, and that helps to sort out our sugar levels and make us feel full and not eat as much food, because we're all eating too much food. And it's got this berry, this purple berry. And between the two of them, they are, I've sold about 500 packets since October, and I'm getting very good results. At the moment, the only people we don't sell it to is type 1 diabetics, who are properly controlled by their insulin levels. But people on tablets for type 2 diabetes, they can take this BioGlucose Control, and if they're pricking their finger, they may find that their sugar levels are going down, and they may find that working with their doctor, they may be able to reduce some of their medication for diabetes, working with their doctor. I had a lady, 16-stone lady, who admitted she should have been 11-stone. When she woke up, she pricked her finger, and instead of the normal range being between 4 and 7, the number she was looking for, she was getting 9 to 11. Within 1 month of taking BioGluco Control, when she woke up, her level was 7.7. It had dropped from a high of 11 to 7.7, which was a very impressive reduction in the amount of sugar in her blood, a tremendous reduction. And she said, and she'd been on holiday two holidays, and she'd eaten even more than normal, and she was getting these high numbers in the morning when she hadn't eaten. She'd been sleeping over all night. She was getting 9 to 11. And by taking two tablets of BioGlucoControl each day for a month, her morning number had dropped to 7.7 from a high of 11. I mean, that is quite remarkable. These two ingredients, the chromium, by taking the BioGlucoControl, the chromium part, this mineral that we used to polish our car bumpers 50 years ago before they made car bumpers out of rubber, that mineral chromium, we need 1/100,000,000th of a gram because it allows the right amount of sugar to enter our cells. And when the right amount of sugar enters our cells, then we make a substance called leptin, which tells our brain, I feel full. So it reduces your appetite. This lady had told me it had stopped her craving for chocolate, and it reduced her desire for big meals, because when the chromium allows the right amount of sugar to enter your body, the leptin tells, I feel full, tells your brain, I feel full. Without the chromium, the right amount of sugar can't enter your cells to give you energy, so the insulin waiting on the outside of your cell with the sugar, trying to give you the right amount of sugar, gets fed up and says, I can't wait any longer trying to put the sugar into the cell. I'm going to store it in your body as fat, a fat bottom, a fat belly, a double chin, and I'll even give you, even though you don't drink alcohol, I'll give you a non-alcoholic fatty liver. This is the problem, listeners, with too much sugar, and too much sugar which can't be even used properly for your energy without the right amount of chromium. The Pharmanord brand of chromium, which is used in this product, BioGlucoControl, is the only one in Europe being passed by EFSA, the European Food Safety Authority, as being 10 times better absorbed than other chromium products on the market. 10 times better than chromium picolinate that some brands use, and 10 times better than chromium chloride that some brands use. The Pharmanord chromium used in BioGlucoControl is the only one passed by EFSA, the European Food Safety Authority, that sets the standards of quality of research into health for the whole of Europe. So that's a wonderful recommendation for the chromium in the BioGlucoControl, that I'm having such wonderful results with all people, not just diabetic people. People are losing that massive appetite to keep eating, to keep grazing. When you're watching television or listening to the radio, you keep eating cakes and chocolates and sweet and crisp. And when half the family have gone to bed and nobody's looking, you start opening cupboards and fridges and eating cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits and nibbling. It's just ridiculous the amount of food we're eating. We're eating far too much food. But part of the problem is we can't switch off the brain. We don't make enough of this hormone leptin to tell the brain, I feel full. But we're finding that with these wonderful purple tablets, this BioGlucoControl, all the chemistry kicks in correctly, and you can address the problem of overeating and helping to curtail this massive number of people who are getting diabetes. At the moment, 4 million people have diabetes in Great Britain. In 9 years, in 2025, it will rocket to 5 million. There's only about 60 million people on the island, so 5 into 60 goes 12. So every 12th person will be diabetic. At the moment, every 20th, one in 20 people. You walk down the street, you're at a football match, you're in the cinema, every 20th person statistically is diabetic. In 10 years' time, it'll be every 12th person. It's just ridiculous that this disease, diabetes type 2, is linked to obesity. People are becoming, you look, when you go to supermarkets, when you go to, you walk down a busy street, the Market Street in Manchester, when I walk down, I see so many fat people, young people, very young people, the 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds, they're all grazing. They're looking at laptops and iPhones and iPads and iPods. They're not getting the exercise. Everybody's indoors looking and looking and looking. There is a place for these instruments, but we need the exercise and we need the right food, and it's not happening. And we're just being swamped by illness, heart disease. Cancers are rocketing. We were told one in three people will die of cancer. We were told last year it's gone to one in two. One in two people will die of cancer. One in three people die of a heart attack. It's just terrible, these statistics. The meeting I went to in Denmark, where they were giving people age 70 to 88, two Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram capsules, and one tablet of Soleno Precise. These people were 70 to 88. And within 5 years, those taking the real ones compared to the dummy ones, the ones taking the placebo, the death rate from dying of a heart attack in people aged 70 to 88, it dropped 54%, which is unbelievable. Just taking Pharmanaut two capsules a day of Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram, and one tablet of Soleno Precise, 200 millionths of a gram of selenium, cut the death rate in very elderly people, well, my age group, I'm 75, they were 70 to 88, and it cut the death rate from dying of a heart attack by 54%. I'm 75, taking these two for 20 years, and on no drugs for anything. My mother was on them from the age of 80, similarly with my uncle, and they lived respectively to 92 and 99, with no Alzheimer, no dementia, because these are very powerful antioxidants, and antioxidants stop aging, disease, and cancer. I can say those three words because I bought a book by two world authority professors from the London Teaching Hospital. I bought the book 25 years ago. And those words on this book of antioxidants, which stop aging, disease, and cancer, they're on every page, at the top of every page, by these two professors. Antioxidants stop aging, disease, and cancer. And the Pharmanaut range contain many antioxidants. Bio Selenium Precise, their selenium tablet. Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram capsules. And their biopignogenol, 40 times stronger than vitamin C, which is also a very useful antioxidant. Humans can't make vitamin C. There's only 7 creatures in the world that can't turn some sugar into vitamin C. The fruit-eating bat from India, the coho salmon, guinea pigs, monkeys, gorillas, baboons, and us, all other animals turn sugar into vitamin C. We can't make 1 milligram of vitamin C. A goat weighing 12 stone, same weight as me, will make 3,000 milligrams a day. 3,000. A goat stressed will make 10,000. Dennis Gore, me, Dennis the chemist, I won't make 1 milligram when I'm not stressed. I won't make 1 milligram when I am stressed. A goat makes 3,000 when not stressed and 10,000 when stressed. A gorilla that can't make vitamin C, that's the group of 7 creatures which can't make it, they're vegetarian. You know, a 100 stone gorilla, a gorilla weighing 100 stone, a massive animal, it will eat so much fruit and vegetables each day that it gets 8 to 9,000 milligrams of vitamin C from its food. We, especially Great Britain, eating cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits and jam and marmalade, these aren't food. The Mediterranean diet is the food. The lean meat, twice a week, plenty of oily fish, mackerel, herring, sardine, tuna, salmon, the sensible amount of fruit, loads of vegetables. Your plate should be full of vegetables. The vegetables above the ground, the lettuce, the cauliflower, the cabbage, the celery, the sprouts. Sprouts are very, very healthy. And broccoli, very, very healthy. There's an article in the Daily Express today, Friday, June the 24th, on page 11. British scientists have made a major breakthrough in understanding how cancer spreads through the body. A cancer cell that leaves the protective environment of a tumour would normally be expected to die. However, cancer sufferers are most often killed by splinters of their original tumour, seeding further growth in vital organs such as the liver. This spread is called by doctors metastasis and is not preventable, and blocking this process is seen as the holy grail of medical research. But they're now finding, the lead scientist, Dr. Stephanie Kerr-Morgan at Queen Mary's University London, she's saying, we're searching now for things to stop the spreading. Our research advances the knowledge of how molecules work together to help cancer survive during this process of spreading metastasis. We're hoping this leads to discovery of new drugs to block it. And Dr. Ian McCarthy from Cancer Research UK said, when cancer spreads, it becomes a lot harder to treat. And so that's why everybody is looking for substances which will help protect it from spreading. And broccoli and other vegetables and sprouts and kale and cabbage, all these are very good vegetables, including combating type 2 diabetes, coronary heart disease, and asthma. Researchers in the university in the USA, they believe that eating health-promoting chemicals known as phenolic compounds present in things like vegetables could help be the key to beating several types of cancer. And PharmaNord's biopignogenol, this substance, biopignogenol made from the bark of a tree from the south of France, that has wonderfully high levels of phenolic compounds. These are part of this new research where phenolic compounds are so healthy in so many aspects of our health. I've been selling the PharmaNord product, biopignogenol, for many, many years now, and I had a wider range of health problems help tremendously. Things like eczema, things like asthma, things like circulation problems, memory problems, because it's a powerful antioxidant and it's stopping these problems of free radicals like I've been discussing this morning. So the PharmaNord range gives us a wonderful range of products to help us maintain good health. And I'm surprised how, as a pharmacist, I was lucky in meeting this range, because in my pharmacy in Manchester, we've ended up, we're busy with prescriptions. There are three pharmacists, a staff of 10. We're open 9 till 7, Monday to Friday. We don't open at the weekend. And we concentrate, we do many prescriptions. We sell the normal over-the-counter medicines that people buy. But we have no lipsticks. and no makeup and no Christmas gifts, and we don't do cameras and we don't do films and we don't even do baby food. What sort of a chemist is it? Well, we do prescriptions, we give a lot of advice, but we have hundreds of products from all over the world helping to maintain a healthy body. That's the whole thing, listeners. You've got to look after your body. It's so important that as we age, we realize that what we put in, you know, you hear these phrases, your body is a temple to worship in. It sounds very esoteric to say that. There's a lot of sense in it. Your body, you're given this one body, and you have to look after your body. And when we say in England, you are what you eat, the Chinese say that sentence in a better way. They say, disease comes in through the mouth. Disease comes in through the mouth. Yes, we are what we eat. When the sergeant says to the men who are all standing to attention, and they are stiff, when he says, at ease, men, they are now at ease. So in a way, when they were standing to attention, they were not at ease, they were diseased. They were, in a way, diseased, using that word in a wider context. And when he says at ease, they're now at ease. And it's the same with your health. If you eat sensibly, eat the right food, take some supplements to combat what we're breathing in, the car fumes, the insecticides, the pesticides, all the E-numbers, all the colorants, all the sugar, the list just goes on and on. And it's incumbent upon us to not just look after ourselves, but look after our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, to look after the generations to come. Because some research shows that things that we're taking in now, like cigarette smoke and breathing in pollutant chemicals, they are affecting our genes, our actual genes on our chromosomes. And they can be affected to such a degree that they can already be affecting the next generation before the next generation have even been produced. It's just mind-blowing how it can be affecting the next generation. So let's pull together. Let's take on board all these points. And flying a flag for good health, it's important to put ourselves forward as ambassadors to show the next generation to eat well. And as I pointed out this morning, there are products made by PharmaNord to pharmaceutical standards, which give us this wonderful opportunity. Do you think that I made a good enough point, Alex?
Dennis, I think that was absolutely spot on. We gave you a little bit of extra time, because obviously with the ramifications which will continue to be felt of the political situation, which we try to steer away from, it's a politics-free zone. But
I must admit, at one stage, you've never allowed me to speak solidly for 45 minutes. And I suddenly thought, I'm talking to myself.
Dennis, I've been cut off. As if that ever was the case. Listen, Dennis.
I thought, I must bring Alex in to see if he's still there.
It's okay.
Fortunately, you're still there.
I know,
and
with respect to...
the public have been listening.
With respect to coenzyme Q10, you probably still keep going for another 5 years. So, you know, that's the important thing.
I suddenly thought... He's cut me off.
No, it's a... Dennis, take care. Have a great holiday. We'll see you in second week of July, all being well.
Okay. Yay! Thank you. Yay!